Morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. I'm very excited today to have Ingrid sharing with us, so thank you, Ingrid. We will also be celebrating Holy Communion. Know that this is Christ's gift to you, so you are welcome to participate in however way you feel comfortable. As we begin, let's stand and pray together. Steadfast God, though the seasons around us change, your love for us remains constant. As we gather in community, let our restless hearts rest in you. Help us to take a breath and remind ourselves of your goodness. Amen. Together, we're going to sing a song that Ingrid requested. The lyrics are on the screen right here, and hopefully we're all able to see them.
Finger, the moon and the star that you have established. What are human beings that you're mindful of them, mortal that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with the glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beast and the field, the bird of the air and the fish of the sea, wherever passes along the path of the seas. O God, our sovereign, How majestic is your name in all earth. A reading from Isaiah 46. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel. I carried you from the conception, I supported you from your birth, and even when you are old, I am with you. Even when your hairs turn gray, I will carry you. I created you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will save you. You may be seated. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Ingrid Kubisa Nyota. I am a sophomore here at Gustavus, political science major. I was born and raised in a beautiful country called the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which I recommend all of you to visit one day. In 1986, after 1 year of getting married, my parents were running away from war. While they were running, my mom could not go far because they were supposed to go to the countryside where there was peace compared to the city. My mom could not run anymore because she was 9 months pregnant. They had to stop at the hospital, and there in June 30th, she gave birth to a beautiful baby who is me. There was no car at that time and no cell phone in the countryside. So they had to send someone to go and call my grandparents, my dad's parents. They came and they bring me back to his village because they had someone who volunteered to drive them. The same night, my grandfather took me outside and asked my mom and the other family member to come outside. Have you ever watched the movie Lion King? So my mom, the way she told me this story, she told me like the way when Simba was born and they took him outside and say, Simba is here. That the way my grandfather did, and that night he named me Nyota, which is my middle name, and Nyota means star. So he told my mom that night, whenever I'll be stressed, whenever I'll be going through a hard time, to always remember that God will be there for me. The God who protect my parents during war to run 2 hours away from the city, and the God who helped my mom give birth to me will always care for me. So whenever I'll be stressed, I should go to that place, which is in my dad's village, which I call my village now, and look at the star and hear the sound of the river and admiring the nature and remember that he will also be there for me. In 2012, I had a conversation that I was not supposed to hear. My family was going through a lot. My dad was receiving bad messages from the government telling him that they're going to kill him. I couldn't tell my parents that I heard that conversation because they didn't want us to know. And I did the fake it until you make it. But that same year, I was in 10th grade and I was supposed to take my final. I was going to class and take final without studying because I could not concentrate. Of course, I failed that class. And the next year, I had to be in the same class with my young sister, who is not here. She's in between Raydun and I. And if you fail a class back home, it's a shame. Everyone will be laughing at you, and the whole school has to know that you failed a class. So it was a shame for me to be in the same class with my young sister. It was a shame for me as the firstborn of the family to fail a class. I remember my grandmother took me and prayed for me because she thought that it was the devil, because it was my first time failing a class. But I did not want to tell them what was going on and why I could not concentrate at school. I faked it until I made it, but I couldn't make it for a long time. In 2016, my family was forced to move to the United States. But before we moved, I had to run again at that place where my grandfather asked my mom to tell me, whenever you'll be stressed, whenever you'll be going through a hard time, run to this place, look at the stars, hear the sound of the river, admire the nature, and I'll be there, and God will be there for you. I ran to that place. I was so sad to leave that place because I didn't know anyone or any place where I would be running when I'll be in the United States. In June 23rd, 2016, we came in the U.S. in a new country, We left our church, we left our community, we left our identity, we left everything. It was a hard time for my family, for me personally, but I had to fake it until I make it again, because I have to be a good example for my siblings and also to show my parents that I was supporting them. It wasn't easy, but we had right people at the right time. People were there to help us until a new challenge started again. I had to take an English class for 7 months. Then I received a scholarship to come at Gustavus. It was in September 2017. Coming at Gustavus was a new challenge, new school, new friends, new language, new system. I was asking myself, what am I doing here? I was 20 years old, and I was not really happy to be in a class with like people who will be younger than me, while I'm thinking about my friends who are graduated back home. But again, I had right people at the right time. People were there to support me. People were there to be with me. But it wasn't enough. I was looking for that place where I'll be hiding, where I'll be crying, where I'll be feeling the presence of my grandfather, where I'll be watching the stars and hear the sound of the river or admiring the nature. But I can testify to you today that I found that place. The Gustavus Arb is a new place where I can run, I can cry, where I can go translate my essay from French to English, where I can cry and pray out loud and feel like home, where I can also feel the presence of my grandfather. Being at Gustavus has been a blessing. I didn't know that I would find that place where I can call home again. But today I have that place. I know you will not remember everything of what I said today, but I want you to remember that we have a God who is alive and a God who cares for us. So no matter what challenges that you are going through, He will always be there for us, because He was there for me, He was there for my family, and He will be there for you too. And I want to give you a challenge today, because I recommend you to visit my country one day. So I give you a challenge for praying for my country and praying for peace, because we are having election this December, and with your prayers, everything can be fine. Amen.
Please stand as you're comfortable. Jesus chose to spend his last night on earth eating with his friends. He took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Each time you do this, remember me." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he passed it to his friends, saying, "Drink. This cup poured out for you is the promise of God. Whenever you drink it, remember me." Whenever we share this bread and cup, we remember Jesus' death and resurrection, our hope and our life. Thanks be to God. Let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The meal is now ready. Come and taste the goodness of God. You may be seated. holy meal, strengthen us for the day and week ahead. Amen. Let's stand and we'll sing our blessing song together. Again to Ingrid for her inspiring message about God's presence through the highs and the lows in our lives. Go in peace to love and serve. Thanks be to God.